We're a member of the IMF, and so we are eligible to go to the IMF when we have to resolve challenges that we face, especially with the economy. And it's not going to be the first time that Ghana has gone to the IMF. Indeed, Ghana has been one of the countries in Africa that has implemented the longest structural adjustment in history. And so going back to the IMF is not new to us.
So you're going back for a bailout?
Not a bailout. The IMF has no program called a bailout. We're going to the IMF, basically to work as a partnership in order to provide the credibility that is required to achieve macroeconomic stability. And so that's the first reason for going to the IMF. But we believe that it should be a more comprehensive partnership working in tandem with the IMF, the World Bank, the African Development Bank, our other international development partners, in terms of not only achieving macroeconomic stability, but in terms of creating an economy that is more robust and not, subject to the vagaries of international commodity prices and other such shocks. And so I said in Accra a few weeks ago that I hope this is the last time we're going to go to the IMF and that this should be a program to end all programs. And government is going to work with all our partners to make sure that we're able to creates the kind of economic environment that generates investment and promotes the growth of our economy.
But can you understand why some within Ghana feel that this will have a negative impact on the lives of the people? I mean, because we know when you're going for a structural adjustment program, the IMF comes up with its own conditions, pay freezes, reduction of the size of the civil service. Have you taken all this into consideration?
That's why I said that Ghana has quite a lot of experience with dealing with the IMF. What a lot of people don't realize is that both of us have evolved. Ghana is not the same country it was in the early 80s when we implemented the Economic Recovery Program, which was one of the major structural adjustment programs we did with the IMF. The IMF itself is not the same organization. It has changed. A lot of its concepts and prescriptions have changed from the time President Kaunda said, the IMF was like a mad doctor who gave you the same prescription for any ailment, whether it was malaria or a broken leg. The IMF gave you quinine, which is the most bitter medicine you can ever find on earth. I think the IMF has come a long way since then. They frowned on subsidies in all the social sectors. Today, the IMF agrees that, subsidies should be extended to the poor and vulnerable as long as they can be targeted and they reach the population that you target them at. And so we're doing programs in Ghana of school feeding to encourage universal primary education. The IMF doesn't have anything against that. We're doing a livelihood empowerment against poverty in which we're giving direct cash grants to the poorest households in our country. The IMF is not against that. We're introducing a free secondary program so that more children in our country can have access to secondary education. The IMF is not against that. I'm just giving all these examples to show that that organization has also evolved. And if you talk about people's apprehension about hardships, a lot of the things that you're talking about that you think the IMF will say we should do are things we're doing ourselves.